So lesson four, we're going to do things a little differently tonight. And I've asked a special friend to help me out. And unless I call on you, can you do me a favor and mute your line? Because I know that several of us have already demuted our line. And the way tonight's sailing is going to play out, as we all report to our muster stations, and I will make no apologies whatsoever, but I have been 8 days enjoying the view of the Charleston Inner Harbor, or not really the Inner Harbor, but the Outer Harbor. And I've seen more ships and boats and Coast Guard vessels than I can ever remember in 8 days of my life. Therefore, there may be a few nautical illustrations mentioned tonight. So, the way this is going to play out, for roll call tonight, I'm going to call on you specifically and give you a few seconds to figure out how to demute your line, Sandy, for example.
Well, no, wait. My phone is kind of broken. It is erratic, and I have an appointment to get it fixed, but the part hasn't come in. So if I don't answer, it's because it went crazy again. Okay.
Okay. So now you're talking. So we're just going to get right underway. There's two questions that everybody gets to answer tonight before we jump into lesson four. Okay. Number one question, Sandy. Did you ever watch The Love Boat?
Oh, I think so.
You think so?
I don't remember much about it. Yeah.
Okay. Do you sing in church, Sandy? I'm sorry, that's question number two. This has a freebie. I'm sorry. That wasn't pertaining to the subject matter.
Do I sing in church? Of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want you to sing along with me. Love.
Okay.
Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you. Love. How come you're not singing, Sandy?
I don't know the words.
You're making excuses because your phone doesn't work, and now you're making excuses because you don't know the words to the theme song, The Love Boat? I thought we were sailing.
I know that's unreasonable, but that's the best I can say.
Do you remember, here's the second question, do you remember any of the characters from The Love Boat? Any of them at all?
This isn't Gilligan's Island. That's all I'm thinking of, is Gilligan's Island.
That's
no.
That's a two-hour cruise. Okay, this is a 90-day cruise.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't think I was watching TV much at that time.
Okay, so we're going to come back to you. You can think about that. You can use your phone that sometimes works, sometimes doesn't, and you can use this magical thing called Google, and you can cheat, but I want you to name one of the regular cast members, not their real name, but on the show, one of the cast members from the show Love Boat. Okay, there's a bunch of them. I can name five or six right off the top of my head without even cheating. But before I let you go, tell me what you learned from Master Day.
Oh, Master Day.
60 seconds or less.
Of course, everybody had a goal, and they were very focused on their goal and how to reach their goal. And they pretty much had a lot of passion, you know, a real feeling for the products, not just this is something to do to make money, but they had passion for it.
Okay, that's good. I have 8 words written down if you were to ask me that same question. Commitment to the goal, detachment to the outcome. Do you know which person said that? Do you remember, Sandy?
No, not really.
This girl had passion. Her name is Elena. I've not met her, but I've seen her on a lot of Zooms, and she's rocking it. So So, okay, Sandy, you can take a pass now on that first question, and we're going to call on, since I know she's on the line, and she should have probably watched the show once or twice. We're going to bounce right to Hattie Jane. Hattie Jane, do you want to sing the theme song to the Love Boat with me if I text you the lyrics?
If you don't mind my not caring a tune.
Okay, no. Okay, so that means you're bold and beautiful and that you're willing to do it, which would be fun. But name me one of the regulars from the Love Boat.
Oh, I love the Captain Merrill, Gavin McLeod.
You know his real name, but what was his last name? Captain Merrill. Remember? You
no.
got 50% of it, right? Steubing. 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 Merrill Steubing. Right?
Yeah.
Hattie Jane, tell us what you learned from Master Day.
Some wonderful ways of scheduling how to actually follow through consistent processes and integrate the goal of the incentives into the gentle steps of making them part of that understanding of the follow-up and the outreaching.
Okay. So sort of like what Dave Rolfe said, 11 words, am I counting right? Yeah, 11 words. Dave said it this way, I know what I want, I know mm-hmm. how to get there.
Well,
you see what I'm doing, folks? Yeah,
find
you see
out
what I'm doing,
do.
Folks? Right. What I'm trying to do on this 90-day cruise without even really talking about it, as Michael DiMuccio said, that an elevator speech is a recollection of a personal experience. And every person has a story. And here's the big and, they have needs. So we're not going to do elevator speeches. We're not doing that at all on this 90-day cruise. So you can just, that was the last sailing. This is a different cruise. We're going to it's a totally different boat this time. Okay?
Yeah.
So thank you, Hattie Jane.
Thank you.
You did beautifully. So 2 points for Hattie Jane, for Sandy. Sandy's going to come back. She's going to learn how to use Google on her phone. That's somewhat fixed and somewhat not broken. Let's go to my wingman, who she is going to sing the whole theme song with me. She knows all the lyrics. Right, Karen?
Let's see if I can recall them.
How about?
Exciting and new. Love Boat. I can't remember the rest of them. You sing it because I'll remember when you sing it.
I have to pull my phone away from me because the lighting is low. Let's see. Let me go back to where you left off there. Come aboard. We're expecting you. Love.
Yep.
Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you. The Love Boat. Soon we'll be making another run. That's enough because I don't have the
okay.
I'm singing an acavance here. We got no music, and I'm in an entirely wood room where the acoustics are not as good as they should be. So, Karen, question number one.
Yes.
Who was your favorite character on the Love Boat, and why?
I think Gopher. Because
why?
he did all kinds of stuff and for everybody, and it kind of describes me. I like doing a lot of stuff for everybody.
So second part of that question, if you're a gopher on this, and for those of you who have not seen the show, Gopher was not a little, you know, mole type character that comes out of the ground. Okay, that's not who Gopher was. You can Google it. You can look him up and find his picture. Good looking guy, fun loving, everybody wanted to be around him, just like what Karen's saying. Karen, you like to do things for other people, so take and tell us about Master Day and how you've actually taken some of that as a gopher and applied it to your business this week.
Okay. Well, I saw Master Day as a wonderful flow from more than just celebrating all the rank advancements and all the incentive achievements. It was motivation for us. And then Julie came on and she reviewed purpose, mission. And then Dave Rolfe came on and he was giving us a simple formula. And basically what it boiled down to is taking action. So I did. I called him right afterwards and I got some direction from him. So I'm really excited about that and how I applied it. I worked towards my goal this month for this 90 days. I have some Nikan reward dollars that are going to expire on Monday and I offered them to, she's actually my massage therapist. And I do some services for her, and she was in on Sunday, and I just about wore me out because she needed a lot of work. And I had been talking to her for about a year about the Nature Rest Fit. And so I talked to her about it again, and also about the Kenko Air because she's got some respiratory stuff going on. And she was kind of say, you know, she's just not doing anything about it. She just isn't. And so I helped her take action actually. And I offered her 100 Nikan reward dollars. She wanted to order the Nature Rest Fit and she did. And I bumped up my volume. And then at the same time, a customer called. She lost her perfect link. Please order another one. And it continued yesterday. That same customer ordered a waterfall for her brother who has cancer. And another customer, the momentum kept going because I was focused on my intention. And I have to do my part in achieving Club TI. I've already got it. I still have to do the work. And that's what Master Day was all about to me.
So again, I want to go back to two things I just heard you say. Julie, there's a freebie for somebody out there. Just remember that name. Julie Tara. There's another Julie. There's a freebie. Okay. Karen knows where I'm going with this. But you picked up the phone and you called, not Julie, but you called Dave Rolfe. So you kind of had like a personal mentoring session with Dave Rolfe.
I did. I wanted to just schedule an appointment and he was going to be out of town and he said, well, are you busy right now? I said, no. I said, so he went right into it. I went, okay, no time like the present. So I just jumped right in. I wanted that badly. Circumstances in my life are moving me in that direction. And I said, this is it right now. And normally, you know, somebody who knows me, you know, mission and purpose is what I'm all about. I know I have an area that I can strengthen, and that's my numbers and keeping focus. And Dave clarified everything for me, and it was magical. Now I've got pieces falling into place without the effort.
And I want to go back to Julie again. There's another freebie. You called Dave Rolfe. I didn't call Julie. I thought, you know, I could, but I don't want to take up her time because she's probably just wants to relax after that Master Day 4-hour event. So what did I do? I used technology, which all of us know how to use, and I just shot a little selfie video, thanked her. And what did she do? Well, you've seen it, I think. I think I shared it with you, Karen, that little selfie video that she sent back to me.
Yes.
And it was beautiful. And I'll go back and review it and see if I can share it with the rest of the group. I don't think she said anything that she wasn't supposed to say, like about a new product that she's working on or, you know, anything like that. But the fact that I want to focus on you understand your purpose and your mission, Karen. So you picked up the phone and you said, you know, I need to talk to this guy. He's one of the highest income earners in North America. And you just did it. You didn't wait for permission. You just did it. And
yeah,
I think
I
that's
saw what
going
he was
to.
Saying is that, I saw what he was
yeah.
saying was an invitation. I went, okay.
So my point, I guess, on this 90-day voyage that we're on, we're 4 weeks into it, that will definitely propel you. As you just said, I've already got Club Kia. I just need to do the work. So wherever that end destination that you have in your mind, I know where I'm going. And I can't talk about it because the luggage arrived today. And our youngest daughter is sitting in the medium-sized suitcase. And she sent me that picture. Because I'm still not home yet. I'm doing something that'll help me get to that destination. But the luggage, the physical luggage, arrived today from Amazon. So just like you, Karen, I know where we're going. I just need to do the work. So, moving on. Ron, let's change up the pace here. Ron, name us a character from the show, The Love Boat. You don't have to sing the song with me. I won't make you do that.
I can do that.
The only way I can do that, Vance, is to look it up because I never watched The Love Boat.
I just gave you a freebie like 3 or 4 times with Karen. Julie. Who was Julie? Do you know who Julie is? Maybe you should consult with Sandy later. It's okay. So Julie was one of the characters, okay? So, Ron, tell us what you learned from Master Day. 60 seconds or less, if it's possible.
Yeah, I learned more about being in the community of NECAN. I don't know that it was anything particularly specific. I'm continually listening to all these people talking over and over again. And to me, it is being in this community.
Okay. The unstoppable community that Luis has been talking about for the last few months.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And I'll give you another freebie, something that Julie shared. Only a person who risks thrives.
Say that
again. Only a person who risks thrives, or only a person who takes risks. Sorry, there's a lot of S's there. Thrives.
Yeah.
That wasn't Julie on the Love Boat. That was Julie, our Julie.
Okay.
Okay. So we've got Gopher, Julie, Captain Steubing. They're taken. So, Renee, did you ever watch The Love Boat?
No, I didn't either. So I had to.
Oh, my goodness.
That's just not a show my family has watched growing up. So looking on here,
Was it too risque for you, Renee? Is that why you guys didn't watch it?
No, we watched Star Trek and shows like that.
Okay. Yeah. There's the three M's, by the way, they didn't talk about this, but the writers who conspired for The Love Boat, there's three M's, and I'm just going to give you a freebie, Ron and Renee, since you guys didn't partake of it. The three M's of the Love Boat, of every passenger that got on any voyage, regardless of where they were going. Okay? The whole purpose, the mission of the Love Boat, was to bring people on board to fulfill three things. So they could meet, so they could multiply, and then maybe some of them got married. And usually it was in that order. Okay, see, I made you laugh. That was the theme of the love potion.
I had no idea.
See, and you can Google me. You can spot, you know, fact check me, but that was basically how it worked. So so did you cheat and look up a character?
Yeah, I did. I'm looking right now, and I see real life characters like Debbie Reynolds. She played Sheila Evans, I guess.
Uh-huh.
That's what it shows on this.
You're looking up some of the guests. You're not looking at the crewmates. See, we're a crew.
No, this said
so
cast.
Many of, yeah, so, but she was a guest cast member. She was a guest. She wasn't a permanent crew member.
Okay.
That's the difference between the ICANN crew and then guests. Because there's guests listening tonight, like mm-hmm. Debbie Reynolds. Oh, and I can name a whole slew of others. Charlton Heston. I mean, you can just go down. Every actor and actress who was anybody, they wanted to be on the Love Boat.
Okay, so I just switched the Google search to characters, and I can see a woman named Judy McCoy that played Pat Klaus.
Uh-huh.
Who that is. I don't know who that is.
See, this is good. This is a future lesson in ICANN about how to use tools and make them work for you. So let's stay on track here. We're going to stay focused. Sorry, I deviated a little too far. That got better response, the three M's of love. But I'm surprised nobody's ever heard that. See, I made that up myself. But what did you glean from Master Day and Renee? More importantly, have you had the opportunity, like Karen or several of us, to utilize it and implement it?
I would have to say Master Day made me think about stretching out and taking risks, like you had brought up, that Julie said. And so just recently, my phone rang, and it was a phone number. I got a text message from an unknown person, according to my phone, and it said that it had reference to Nikan in there. So I thought, all right, what's this all about? So I just responded back, who is this? Well, it turned out to be a big misunderstanding of between who I thought it was and who it turned out to be. But the thing is that I had talked to this woman about water, and she wasn't interested, but she sent the information on to her daughter. And the daughter is interested in it, and so we haven't connected yet. But to bring this to my point was the risk of reaching out. You know, I could have ignored that text because it was somebody I didn't know. It wasn't in my contact list, and I'm always thinking spam. But I thought, all right, I'm going to take a leap of faith that this is going to be okay. And it turned out to be okay, and there's a waterfall sale that's going to be happening. So that brings it back to Master Day in the what Julie said, in taking risks and just putting myself out there.
And I think the theme, yeah, I think the other thing that you just talked about is, you know, if you're forced to do an evacuation like Julie was a few weeks ago, that's a serious mm-hmm. thing. And if you've never had to evacuate your home because of a wildland fire, it's you don't want me to talk about that, okay? Because I'll have you all running for a box of tissues because I can convey stories. But the question is, if you hear that word evacuation, what am I going to take with me? What am I willing to risk leaving behind, and what am I not willing? You know, and what you're talking about, Renee, is, okay, risk a little, save a little, risk a lot, save a lot. That's a fire term. But very, okay, very well played. I like it. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes. Mrs. Zeden. Jeannie.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Absolutely yes. Loud and clear. Character from the Love Boat. You know which ones have been taken already.
It's too bad that my husband is not on this call, because we've been on two or three cruises, and every time he sings the song. If he wasn't on another Zoom, I would have dragged him in here to sing it.
Okay, so here's how this is going to play out. 7 days from now, I wanted to announce this, and you just set it up perfectly. Linda Morris, okay, the salsa waltz dancer, former flight attendant, master Nican goddess that she is going to be on board next week. So I would like you to coerce your husband to sing at least a portion of the song for the rest of the group, especially for people like Ron and Renee, and they can do a slow dance in their own living room to the song and understand those three M's, meet, multiply, and then get married if you so choose. But I want Linda to hear how we roll on this cruise that we're on, okay?
Okay.
Because you still didn't tell me one of your favorite characters.
I wrote down Gopher, Mary Beth.
Okay. Okay.
And Captain Steubing.
Okay, good.
And I
good,
do
good,
remember.
Good.
I do remember Julie.
Okay. Do you remember the bartender's name?
Oh.
Do you remember what he looked like?
I have a picture of him in my mind. he's of another color.
I was just going to say, he looks more like my youngest daughter, Addie, than he does you and I. Okay. Isaac.
Yes.
Isaac. His name. Okay.
Thank you.
And just like Cheers, you know, Ted Danson played the bartender, or Woody Harrelson on Cheers, everybody knows your name. You know, that's the theme song.
Right.
I got to see that actual bar this summer when I was in Boston. So tell us about Master Day. You were multitasking just like Vance was.
Mm-hmm.
But you gleaned a lot from it because I talked to you Saturday night. Application, though, that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This week, it, for me, it was about to speak it out loud, to say to myself my goals.
And who'd you learn that from?
Particular day.
Who'd you learn that from?
Jeff Heisen.
Yep. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Or Sherry Danzig.
Oh, I don't know.
Sherry Danzig.
I got it written in my notes. Write and speak my goal daily, Jeff Heisen.
Yes. And speak it. And I had the experience I had was one day this week, I had a list of people and I called them all, and each call was so different. I just realized how each person is so different, and to not assume anything, treat others as you would like to be treated and assume nothing. And it was the most fun time I've had on the phone in the longest time. And then all of a sudden I had two customers that had called and said, hey, you know, I think you need to go out here and see this person. And so just some, it was like little treats came out. So anyway, some good things came. Like, well, this is so cool.
So yeah. As you're walking around the Lido deck, and you're kind of taking in all these people on this cruise we're on, you're going, hey, I never knew about this. Oh, this is fun. I want to do this. Note to self, drag Ricky back to this deck so we can do this as a couple. Because this is fun. That's what I hear you saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got all of that out of what I said? Wow.
I warned people at the beginning, and I don't know if you were keying in on it, you know. By the way, folks, for the record, our oldest daughter is 23. Okay. I was texting with her a little bit today. I got to talk to her. We do a lot of voice texts and all kinds of fun stuff. And before her 10th birthday, she'd been on 13 cruises. So,
wow.
So, Jeannie, last question for you. If Kenna had been on 13 cruises before her 10th birthday, guess who might have traveled with her on those cruises?
Mm-hmm.
The parental units. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you do, folks, if you get tired of this 90-day cruise we're on, you can get off at any time. We go into a port of call, and you can just say, you know, I've had enough. I want to go back home. That's an option. I wouldn't recommend it, because you're going to hear more stuff like growth, like what you're hearing tonight, and it's going to blow your mind. Let's go way, way north, to where it's not as exciting. Come aboard. It's always sunny where the love boat goes, but it's not always as sunny this time of year up in the land of the snow, way north.
Hey, Vance.
Surely. Yeah, go ahead, Jeannie.
So this is just totally an aside. It made me think of the movie with Whoopi Goldberg, and she plays the Catholic priest, not priest, but nun. Can't think of the name of it, that she's singing. And one of the girls, she goes, now just sing what's in your heart to one of the girls. And the girl goes, love boat. She starts singing love boat. So anyway, it just made me think of that. Totally different.
Two words for you, Jeannie. Sister act.
Sister act. Thank you. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And her voice. Yes. The love boat. So funny.
Yeah. And those weren't real nuns, by the way. Those were paid actresses that really could sing.
Yes.
So just an FYI.
Yeah.
Shirley Boudreau. And I don't have a record or know who's on the call. I'm just going from memory here.
Yep.
There we go.
I just got on the call. I had sent you a message to say that I didn't know if I was going to make it
or if I was going to be late.
I'm
so sorry.
I sent it in WhatsApp, so I don't know if you check that all the time. But
I don't, and I can only multitask with, you know. Anyways, did you ever see the show The Love Boat, Shirley?
Yes, I did.
Did it come into Canada? Okay, can you sing a theme song with me?
Oh.
No, I'm not going to make
it. You don't
want
to hear me sing.
We do, but it's okay. We'll save that to a later date. So the follow-up question, can you name any of the characters, the regular characters that were on the ship?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, you can Google it. And, folks, I hope you hear the method to my madness with this, and I'm going to go real super serious with you.
I can see them, but I can't say I can name them.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go super serious with you, folks. This could be a life or death changing message that I'm going to give you. A person's name spoken correctly is the sweetest thing to their own ears. If we don't listen to people's names, how are we supposed to learn what needs they have for Nikin? Okay. I'm off my soapbox. Back to you, Shirley. We may not remember everybody on this cruise ship during this 90 days, but we should learn a few of these people that cross our path. Because when you go up to Isaac, what's your favorite adult beverage, Shirley?
Water.
Water? So when you go up to Isaac's bar and you say, hey, can I have some Pimag water out of that waterfall there, sir? Can I have it with some, no, I just want it on the rocks. Yeah, let's have it on the rocks, not blended. I just made that up. But you'll get to know him and he'll get to know you. Trust me. What did you learn from Master Day and how did you apply it?
I need to write my goals down.
Okay.
I need to know what I want.
Okay. Is knowing what you want more important than how to get it?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If I had to sum up Master Day in two words, it would simply be Dave Rolfe. Two names. Why? Oh, my gosh. Because that's all I needed to know. And if any one of you want to see my goals, pop me a text, send me a note on WhatsApp, pop me an email, whatever communication tool works best for you, and I'll share with you my goals. Because those of you who shared them with me, wow, very impressed. Okay, Shirley, the time has gotten away from me because we're having too much fun here. Let's go from one extreme to the other. Candy, say, it's a little warmer down in Florida. And Candy may or may not be with us.
I'm here.
So can we? Oh, you are there. Thank you. Do you remember the love boat?
Yes.
Okay. What was the name? What was the name? If you had an infirmity, you had a medical issue, what was the name of the character who you needed to go see? He wore glasses. He was lovable.
Yes.
What was his name?
Name was Adam Bricker. And that's AKA
what was
Doc.
His name? Yeah, there you go, Doc. That's an easy one. I mean, come on. If you got to go to the infirmary, you need to talk to the doctor, right? Doc.
Doc.
Some of you, you're going to geek out on this, and you're going to pull it up on YouTube, and you're going to watch a few episodes tonight, and that was not my intention. Candy, what did you learn from Master Day, and how have you applied it to your business this week and your growth and everything?
I echo you. To me, the most outstanding part of Master Day was Dave Rolfe. And I am eager to go back and look at the tape of Master Day so that I can really take in more thoroughly all that he had to
say.
Okay,
do you use the social media site WhatsApp?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Oh, you can. So you know he already posted it there today.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So for this episode of The Love Boat, featuring the one and only, the legendary, one of the longest running members of this cruise, this thing called the Nican Highway, for 32 years.
Yes.
Dave has already made that presentation. I mean, it's like going on it. You've been on a cruise before, right, Candy?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me one place that one of those cruises that you've been on, where you sailed to.
Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh, so you went to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun?
Oh, yes. We were there on the ground when they had their earthquake.
You were on the ship.
No. We were standing when the volcano erupted, which was a bubble type erupt at the time that we were there, but yeah, the earthquakes that preceded it. We were standing watching it, and the ground started to go up and down. And I looked up and we said, oh, this is interesting. It stopped going up and down, and they were, in order to get back to the visitor's center, they had already marked places where there were cracks in the ground for us to go away. And then when we were there, and the next time it didn't go up and down, it went side to side.
Oh, wow.
And
so let me ask you this, Candy. Final question, then we need to get to Norma, because we're 9 minutes past. What would you do if you went on a 90-day voyage? It took you to sail all the way around south of, I know you can go through the Panama Canal, but if you went on a 90-day voyage and you said, we want to, you know, For Ron and I, we're going to go back to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
How well do you think the two of you would know the rest of the people on that 90-day voyage?
Oh, there are definitely people we would get to know because we do.
Okay. And I'm speaking from experience because we did a 5-day voyage, 5 days at sea to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And my wonderful and beloved and one and only favorite wife of 26 years at the time, she said to me, "Husband, I forbid you from meeting any other people." It was the most beautiful thing she could have ever said to me, because when I did my daily jog, and I'm not a runner, but if you're going to consume 5, 6, 7,000 calories a day, you better be moving around. Else there's going to be a lot more of you to love. And when I would run, I would push Kenna and her little umbrella stroller. We put more miles on that little umbrella stroller. And this guy that you're listening to, he was a people magnet. I got to know more people because of that little girl.
Mm-hmm.
There was only one other kid on that entire ship, and that was a family our age from Alabama. Everybody else on that entire ship was at least 65 and older.
Medicare cruise.
Exactly. So, again, folks, we're going to wrap this up. And I know there's others of you that want to share. However, those of you that I've called on, and Norma, are you on? Can I hear you? Do you mute your line real quick? Norma, did we?
No, I got this is Vera.
No, I got Vera. I know I can tell Vera's voice, but I wanted to hear from Norma real quick.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me now?
There we go.
I'm here.
Vera, can you mute your line again so Norma can share real quick? So Norma, did you ever see this show, The Love Boat?
Long, 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 long time ago, and just a few of them.
Do you remember? I think we're out of characters. There's still a couple.
No,
left. You
still have more. Alan Price has not been listed, and actually he had a double role.
And which role was that?
Alan Price is one of them, and the other one, just a minute, I had to move it to get to mute again. So I can't go back that fast. Otherwise, I'm going to be really late getting you out of here. Next question, please.
Norma, what did you learn from Mass today, and how did you apply it this week?
Okay, what really got me is when I went silver, I had to write step by step how to get to silver. And I realized when I was doing one of my humans being more, I started when I was doing our 30-year anniversary in San Diego, I started writing things down from one of the humans being more thing. That was a goal, and it stuck with me. And I tried, I'm not consistent, but I tried to do it as much as I could, at least 5 to 10 goals a day that, you know, continuously, because repetition makes it come true. Well, I got to thinking, you know, mine was to go silver, and then I put my goal as far as my money goes and, you know, my team members, but it kind of dawned on me Saturday that if I start shooting for the incentive, because I'm not an incentive type person, so if I start shooting for the incentives, I'll get the other goals. So it was like, aha. So I got my incentive book out and got my index cards out and started writing them all down. So now I add that first step is at that Club Kei. So if I can get that one going, the rest will start falling into place.
Can I correct you on something you just said? You said the word if. You meant when, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. I thought I heard something, but I thought, no, I know she meant the word when, not if.
I'm trying to get your thing done so you won't be late. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
I can't find something that I wanted to wrap up. Thank you, Norma. Go ahead.
I'm just checking in and checking out just to know that I'm on the line.
Thank you, Janice. Did you ever see The Love Boat, Janice?
Yes, I did. And some of the characters were really, really sweet. You know, I remember
what,
the doctor.
What was
the
Captain
cutie.
Was Captain
Meryl Steubing's daughter's name?
I haven't got a clue.
Okay,
but
it's irrelevant.
Point real strong tonight that you really do need to learn people's names and use them. And,
okay.
And that's, I agree with you. You know, I'm serious back with that too.
I asked Karen on Sunday morning if I could share a goal that happened in my life 22 years ago next month. Before I could get on a cruise ship, I needed to do a lot of work to get Vance and Stacy Rogers to Diamond. That goal is so old and so long ago, it doesn't really apply. So I'm going to take the liberty real quick to share something that happened a couple days ago, and it was a goal, and I think I can do it without having my eyes sweat. I think that's my goal, is to pull this off. I got a text from Stacy, my wife, on Sunday, and all it said was, call me. And when your favorite wife sends you a text that says, call me, you don't write her back and say, why? That's a wrong response. So here's what happened really quick. She had a goal in the Healthy Society pillar to raise $2,700 on or before February 1st. Her and Addie, in the month of March, are going to Rwanda on a trip. $2,700 is a lot of money to raise. So she came up with an idea to auction off some vacation points that we have that we're not going to be able to use. She got a response. She said, yeah, that's not what I was looking for. The second response is what prompted her to write that text to me that said, call me. This is a goal and the solution and the fulfillment of the goal. The end result was a dear friend of ours who's a missionary stuck in Seattle, not sleepless in Seattle, but stuck in Seattle because of COVID, wrote her a note privately and said, I'll give you $2,000 for those 3 nights at Disney. And I said to her, the bidding is officially over. This auction is closed. Take the $2,000. You're not going to get any more than that. She says, that's what I thought you'd said. We were bawling. Addie's bawling. Because the goal, again, was $2,700. She got $2,001 just like that. So the end of the story is, on Sunday, when we decided, we've got this amazing beach house that we can use, usually about a week a year, that my parents, let us use their beach house. And sometimes we can go, sometimes we can't. So she said, do you think it'd be okay if we gave away 3 nights at the beach house? I said, I don't know why not, but let me confirm it with the guy who books everybody. That's my brother. She threw it on an auction on Facebook. We got two people that started bidding against each other. The bidding ended Sunday night at 5 p.m. One person bid $475. The goal is another $700, right? Well, the other person, after the bidding was closed at 5:02, said, I want to bid $500. Did I make it in time? So I looked at my brother and I said, hey, could we do 2 3-day stays? And he said, I don't see why not. So instead of reaching her goal of $2,700, she reached a little beyond that, $2,975. My point to this story is sometimes we surpass our goals. And the rest is history. When you write your goals down, when you speak them daily, when we do as these people at Master Day taught us, when we know our purpose, nothing is going to stop us from getting to that destination 90 days from now. I do hope you'll tune in next week. And if you haven't written those goals down that you have, where you're going to go, and you haven't texted them to me, I'm going to let you do that. But we wanted to hear from the people tonight that actually did that, that reciprocated, that fulfilled that. Because those are the people that I want to be on a ship with. And Linda Morris, next week is going to be our guest, and she's going to share some goals that she has. She's going to share her purpose, and then she's going to do as Barb Satterwhite did a couple weeks ago and listen to how we respond to lesson 4 or 5. We're not focusing in on elevator speeches this time, folks. We're focusing in on our purpose, because when we know our purpose, we don't even need to have an elevator speech, because our purpose will just overflow. And it'll be absolutely incredible. So if you're on WhatsApp, go watch Dave Rolfe. If you miss Master Day, because it'll just change your life forever, I guarantee you. Because all he said was 2 things. Know what you want. Know what your purpose is. Know how to get there. We're all on a 90-day journey together. And that's the difference. That's the game changer. That's what it's going to take. But we got to write it down. You got to write it down. You got to speak them daily. You got to know what your purpose is. You got to recite that daily. You got to do the memorization that Marty keeps reminding us to do. We got to read through that 21 times over and over and over and over again. And then we'll all get there. And there'll be a huge, huge celebration in the end. Because I guarantee you, some of us are going to go way beyond, just like Stacy, going to go way beyond. Oh, she's going to Rwanda. Like I said, the suitcases arrived today. And that little girl gets to go back to Africa. Because she knows her purpose.
Right.
And I'll send you the picture. And that's what it's all about. When you know your purpose, your why should make you cry. And I won't apologize for that. Never, ever, ever. So thank you.